by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 31. Our drop date is Thursday, July 30th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have this week? Billy Ray Rock is in the house.
Woo-hoo! We are so happy to have you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank y'all for having me, man. Great to be here. Great to be here. Great to be alive. Great to be alive and great to be here, man.
It is a good time, isn't it? Hey, you know, in doing the research that we've done and taking a read on all the things that you've accomplished, I kind of go to the statement that you've been there and you've done that. You have got some incredible experience in this industry. Can you tell us a little bit about where you've been?
Well, look, I came in to this game a while back during the mid-late 90s. I like to call it the booty shaking era. Back when they had the booty shaking, shake that booty.
We like that.
Yeah. So I gravitated towards that because that was almost simultaneously kind of a break from gangster rap and a lot of hardcore genres.
Sure.
And so I kind of embraced the dance and the fun and just kind of stuck around there, man. And came out of that, you know, I grew up around a lot of diverse music, you know, little town we didn't have a lot of a variety of stations. So one station had to play everything. Mm-hmm. So one minute it might be the Howard Players and they would go from that song to the Moody Blues and then back to Earth, Wind & Fire and then back to Paul McCartney. And so it was all over the place. And so as I was kind of evolving in music, man, I was like, I love rock. And you know, it's a funny stat. I told a buddy of mine the other day, I go, do you know just about every huge rock and pop song from probably, you know, 90, really through the 80s, but certainly into the 90s and the 2000s encompass a kick-ass rock guitar solo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And this goes across all genres. In fact, one of my biggest influences is Prince, and he can't get on stage without sneaking in a rock guitar solo.
No. And
you know, so I'm just a big rock fan of rock, so I did that, you know, and I love doing rock music. But what I found is when you want to go play live, venues want you to have a band, a rock band, which I'm okay with that, except for when you start talking about putting bands together, it turns into high school again. Oh, he can't come because his kid, baby mama's this or that, or he's got a bit of a, you know, drug addiction or just stuff. So I just started doing all my music rock-wise, like I did with everything else. And just, I play over 13 instruments. And so I just started playing my own songs and I drag in a guitar player to do the complicated solos. And I did that. And man, I've always loved house music. And so I started flipping into EDM, you know. I changed my name to Day One. People may know me by that. But I did that for a while. And I did a bunch of gigs and stuff. The problem I had with EDM music was every time somebody would book me, they thought I was a DJ. I'm like, no, I'm here to sing my songs. They go, we thought you were a DJ. And so I did that for a while. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to go back to funk. And so I went back to it and I started making it, and I'm sure I influenced somebody because right about when I started doing funk, Bruno Mars came out with Uptown Funk, and then 24 Karat. I'm like, somebody's watching me. And so I kept doing it. And so now I just kind of do what feels good. And so when you see my shows, I'm all over the place, you know?
Well, and you had been known and still are as the lead singer for Level 21, still doing that as well. How are you balancing all of this?
Well, I'm not doing the Level 21 anymore.
Okay.
That was the rock band I was in that they just couldn't keep it together.
Gotcha.
Just a lot of just a lot of internal stuff. I got out of that band and I looked at Steve Perry and go, brother, I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
You got to step away, bro.
It's the drama.
It's the drama. I looked at just about every band and thought, man, the ones that stick together, I look at, I admire like greatly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I was doing that. That was the band that I was with. And yeah.
Well, the first song that we've got queued up, I think is a statement and I enjoy this. I'm happy. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this.
Well, years ago, some context kind of deserves to be made. My kid's mom and my late wife just passed from cancer this past New Year's Eve.
Oh, very sorry.
And so it's a tough thing, but she fought it for 5 or 6 years. But before she got diagnosed, I remember there was a moment in time where I was sitting there going, you know, kids are healthy. The wife is feeling good, man. Things aren't perfect, but you know, the fact that we're all alive and healthy and smiling. And I thought, I got to grab this moment, you know, and put it down. So I did it. And this was, seven years ago. I did the song and I just sat on it. And I was going into this summer and I was talking to my publicist, Mike, and I was like, you know, we were talking back and forth. And I was like, I don't know what my next single should be. He says, I would drop Happy. And I thought, I'm happy. And I said, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on and politics and this and that. And he goes, yeah, people need an escape. They need something. They just can't wake up every day and be sad, frustrated, and angry.
Yeah.
And so I said, what the hell? So I dropped it and like the response has been over the top. People are like, oh man, you know, this is, you know. And I went and got my brother, Freddie, who's a sax player. And Adam blessed me with the horn solo towards the end of it. And so it's just a great song to make. I love making it. I'm glad I made it. I perform parts of it certainly live, and people tend to vibe to it. It's just a cool thing.
Well, and folks, this is one that you need. And so let's thank him for this and enjoy this one. Yeah. This is I'm Happy from Billy Ray Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, we spread some good vibes up in today. I'm feeling good, man. We got everybody up in there, man. We got Freddie J up here on the hall. Oh, yeah. Terry over there. Uh-huh. Rick Birthmore, outlaw. He's sitting there doing his thing.
I see him over there.
We're all up in there. You feel good, bro?
Yeah.
You feel good?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Because I'm happy. Hey. Because I'm happy. Hey.
Made every green light, and I just got paid. Nobody can stop my shine. See the clouds, but I got no rain. My bills caught up, I'm about to catch this. I'm cruising at an altitude that your haters better get used to. I ain't saying that your life is trash. I'm saying that I can't look back. Just vibe with me and laugh. Bend over while I spank that.
Because I'm happy. Because I'm happy.
Another time, not gonna let the devil get me down. Take that drama to another block. I just saw the cops, I didn't get stopped. Now it's Friday night and I'm doing me. Just got a DM from a dime piece. You wanna come by and shorten my night? Man, she was bad too, brother. I'm telling you, man, she was a bad. She gonna send me a text message about hooking up. Man, it's a good day to be me. Just on my drink, feeling like I wanna dance. Old school two-step, Freddie J, give him a little bit, man.
Yes, sir. Definitely one we needed. I'm happy from Billy Ray Rock.
Right on.
great vibe, great tune there. And Freddie J.
Freddie J, that's my brother, yeah.
That's added a lot there. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for presenting that to us, boss.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with Billy Ray Rock. Hey, Quarter Peep, what's with all the packages that have been hitting the front porch these past couple of weeks?
Well, I was hoping you hadn't noticed, but they're my new workout wear from Wear Playground.
Well, I knew you'd been up in your workout game, and I was just thinking the other day how good you looked in those jump track leggings.
Jeez. You know, I am loving them. Because they're stylish, supportive, and they perform. From leggings to bike shorts, tanks, tees, and sweats, Wear Playground will elevate your workout game too. And if you order using the promo code VCS, you'll get an additional 20% off your order. So hey, check them out at wearplayground.com. And don't forget the promo code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Billy Ray Rock. We are enjoying some great tunes. And you said something in some of the material that we read leading up to this that I think is extremely important. And I think very much indicative of the independent musicians that we talked to. You had a quote that said, you indicate you play every show as if it's a sold out Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
That's the importance that it means to you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's my old theater arts teacher used to tell me that when you perform, you should always perform like it's an audition of your life because you never know who's out there watching.
Yeah.
And I've kind of kept that with me. But what I've noticed is, you know, through the years, I've seen other artists, you know, just kind of shrunk their shoulders and, you know, mope around on stage when the place is half filled. And I'm like, you know what, man? You know, I'm not going to do that, you know, because I feel like that at some point it has to be about how I want to be remembered for those people, you know? And I was watching some concert footage not that long ago with Prince. And, you know, of course, later in his career, he's selling out stadiums. But I was watching some footage from way back. It was during the Controversy tour, like way back. And he was not as known, certainly, as he is now and all that. But he was jumping around like it was a contest. And then I started doing some research on him, and I read some information about the fact that he used to open up for Rick James back in the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Rick James was so intimidated by the show he was giving. He regularly cursed each other out backstage and all that. And I thought to myself, man, you got to give it all. I mean, I've heard stories about him opening for Rolling Stones and getting beer bottles thrown at him and booed off stage and all these types of things. And so I just look at people who played before me and I thought, there's no way he's the iconic performer that he is unless he consistently went in front of small crowds and go, man, this, I'm doing me. And the thing I remember about Prince was, you know, he always sounded different than everybody else. It was just I'm not sure if it's the keys that the song he sings were in, but certainly he was just, he had a different way of doing things. Like, even when you think about it, the way he danced on stage, it was different. Like, it was never anything a jazz or ballet dancer could put their finger on. It was just something. He did what he did. I think you can put Mick Jagger in that same kind of crowd. They just do their thing. And so I think that because I've seen him do it, was influenced by him, I've gotten to a point now that when I perform, I mean, even before I get on stage, I run 4 or 5 miles. I do a lot of stuff when I'm rehearsing. Before I even go through my 45-minute set, I'll run 4 or 5 miles and I'll bike and I'll do crunches. And I'll do all this stuff before I even rehearse. So by the time the show comes, for me to get up there for 40 minutes and have energy is an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I try to give myself the agility to perform like it's a sold out show. A lot of people would like to do that. A lot of artists, I want to feel like it's a sold out show. But they get up there in 10 minutes in their set, they're winded, you know?
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. You know,
it's interesting you say that. Part of my background leading into this, I did a lot of work with auto racing. And there was a driver from many years ago, Mark Martin, who had a reputation for doing exactly what you're talking about. He had a very serious workout program. He had a very intense effort before he got in the car. And I asked him about that specifically in an interview one time. And he said, well, shouldn't everybody that's performing at this level?
Yeah.
And you're reinforcing that.
Yeah.
Is that something that you feel has helped you get over some of the hurdles that performers encounter in your career?
It does, because you're always judged, you know, when you're on stage. And people often, when they see you on stage, their first question is, why is he up there and I'm out here? Mm-hmm. They ask that. If you can't answer that fundamental question at no point, you failed.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think if you get on stage after, if you prepare in that manner, when you hit the stage where a normal artist would be running out of steam 20 minutes into it, and you're not, then everything is just easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's where I like to keep it. In fact, I don't even review my set for 3-4 days before I actually do a live show, because I want it all to feel fresh to me when I'm on stage.
Sure.
So there's a lot of it. Yeah.
Sure.
And I think a lot of it's mental too, because you're putting yourself through a lot for a show, but at the same time, you have to be able to say, okay, my body is over here, my mind is over here, and it needs to be healthy before I can do, you know,
absolutely
on stage, like a mind, body, and spirit kind of thing.
100%, you know, and there's something you said for pacing as well, because you start to understand that, you know, you can't go too crazy in the first 5 minutes and be out of breath the rest of the show.
yeah, no question.
So you gotta, you know.
Well, you wrote a song that I think is going to hit home for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's the next one that we've got queued up. I know first time I listened to this, I said, yeah, I'm right there with you. Because I think about my hometown, but this town I'm from. Talk to us a little bit about this one.
Oh, my God. This song. Look. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So I did this song. And when I was writing this song, I did the song and I thought it was a great song. So I was putting the video together for the song. And at the time, my late wife was alive and we were preparing to fly to Denver to visit her sister, who she hadn't seen in more than 20 years.
Ooh.
And I said, I'm doing this song. Can I get some footage of, you know, and I did. And then I... finished editing the video. There's clips of my late wife's and her footage of her grandmother holding my daughter when she was an infant. There's just footage in there. And so anyways, I did the video of the song and I played it for my late wife. She watched it. And by the time it was over, she was just in tears.
Yeah.
And she said, she watched it like one more time other than that. But other than that, She goes, I don't have the strength to watch the video or hear the song. It breaks me down. And I go, why is it? She goes, it just feels like home. It just takes me back. It is by now one of my favorite songs. And I always say to people, you don't have to, everybody is from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if thinking about where you're from solidifies the foundation of who you are, then let this be your anthem, okay? But if think about where you're from bums you out and all these other kind of things, then I'm sorry for that. Because there's a lot of us who come from areas You may have had relatives, family that you weren't that fond of. But the fact of the matter is, you get to be a full-grown adult, all you got is memories.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
All you got is memories. And people inherently want to be happy. And so they want to smile. And I just hope that this song brings a grin, you know, just kind of, you know. You know, the reason why I do music is because it's the only thing that you can play. People remember where they were and what they were doing when they first heard it.
Oh, that's
it takes you that time, you know.
Absolutely, no question. And this is one of those folks. You've got your memories; they're going to come back when you're listening to this song. This is Billy Ray Rock's "This Town I'm From."
Everybody claimed to be from the big city, Helen, from a small town there, and I'm proud of it. Grew up in a little street called Tuolumne Street. Hell, it was me, Lethal, Lorenzo, Freddie, Raymond, Jimmy. Hell, it was 11 of us in that rickety-ass house. When I miss it. Putting my dreams up on the shelf. Looking out the window, got no help. Small town living feels like hell. Nothing ever happens, nothing to tell. Memories, folks, that's come and gone. Getting tears, hearing the same old song. Sitting on the porch, the house we lived. Playing with the water hose as kids. Oh, this the town I'm from. It's small but made me strong. My folks is come and gone, but I miss every minute. So I visit the simple folks out here. Celebrate the county fair. It's easy like Sunday morning. Come with me, I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there. In my backyard drinking shine. Saw people in my town get high. Barefoot walk to the store 2 miles. It's Friday night, we all get loud. Oh, Mom made oxtails and greens. The old folks dance, the young folks scream. You ain't country girl, you don't understand. Miss my kin folks, so I'm just saying, oh, this the town I'm from. It's small but made me strong. My folks has come and gone, but I miss every minute. So I visit the simple folks out here. Celebrate the county fair. It's easy like Sunday morning. Come with me, I'ma take you there. This the town I'm from. It's small but made me strong. My folks has come and gone, but I miss every minute. So I visit the simple folks out here. Celebrate the county fair. It's easy like Sunday morning. Come with me, I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there.
I'm a dick. take you there. I'm gonna take you there. I'm gonna take you there.
And you did, Billy Ray Rock, This Town I'm From. I see you there because you and I were doing the same thing. I saw everybody I grew up with, all the friends that I hung out with, all the family that came for all of our gatherings.
All the barbecues.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's what that song's about. And thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You betcha, man. I'm glad you guys enjoy it. It's one of my favorite. I love it.
All right, we are going to recover now. We are going to take a quick ad break. We are going to be back with Billy Ray Rock right after this.
Yeah, because like my seat moved on that one, so hold on.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are here with Billy Ray Rock. He has been sharing with us some amazing stories and some even better music, and we thank you for that, sir. We know there are a lot of folks that are going to be tuning in right now that are going to want to know how to find you. Yeah. Where is the best way for folks to get your music?
Well, you can stream my stuff. I saw myself. We're just kind of leaking out these singles one at a time. You go to Spotify, Apple Music, and all that. You can go to, of course, my website, BillyRayRock.com. You can go to my YouTube channel, see a lot of these videos and others. It's at Billy Ray Rock, the number one, YouTube. And then, of course, on IG, Billy Ray Rock, the number one. On Facebook, it's Billy Ray Rock, and you just spell out O-N-E. And so, yeah, I'm just out there, man. You can Google me. Just find me out there, man. I'm just dropping singles and just trying to have fun, man, you know?
Well, and you're out in support of the next song that we've got right now, Four Fingers Get Up. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are surrounding this right now. I know you've been out some performances for this.
Yeah, I did this song before a while back. I did this during the pandemic, actually, and just sat on it. And when I constructed the song, I was trying to put together a funk track that had spots where it just slowed down completely and then jumped back into a groove and then slowed down. And I don't really think, and don't really think that there's, I can't think of any other. I mean, you could probably go back to George Clinton and Parliament and find a song or two that kind of does this. But in modern times, I don't know of any funk dance tracks that does this. Certainly funk tracks, where it's going and going and going, and then it just drops off a cliff. Then it jumps back and goes again.
Yeah.
And it's funny, on the breaks on that song, I borrowed from, for music historians know about this, there's a song came out years ago called, I think it's 60 Ways to Leave Your Lover. 60 Ways to Leave Your Lover. The melody on the break, I didn't copy it because I changed a few notes, but I got the idea from that.
You bet.
Certainly. And so it's an interesting kind of collection of stuff going on in that song. But yeah, I love it. It's a party song. And
All right. Let's give this a listen. Four Fingers Get Up from Billy Ray Rock.
Get out of my house, man, I'm sick of my day. Flipping dubs at the club with some weekend love, huh? It's about to rain. Get up, get up. We're smoking and get up. We showed up. Get up, get up. Don't be acting scared. I think you know us. Get up, get up. Everybody can laugh. Everybody. We ain't trying to lose. You're somewhere.
Yes, sir. Four fingers. Get up. Billy Ray Rock, thank you so much for sharing that, sir.
Fun times. Thank you guys for
yeah, that was fun. I loved it. That's wow. Okay, that's officially on my playlist as of right now.
It's got to be one. It's got to be one. That's it. Thank you so much, Billy Ray Rock, for sharing all this tonight. We appreciate the music. We appreciate the background. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Can I get a shout out real quick?
Please
Absolutely.
All right. So shout out to, late wife. I know she's watching me and proud and loving that I'm doing. I love you, baby. I know you probably sitting right here watching all this. Shout out to the side chicken when Auntie will be there this Friday and Saturday night. Me and Kat Rose from The Voice. Shout out to my boy DJ Smooth, that's my DJ. He's gonna be with me this weekend, and we're also doing a big event in Eugene, Oregon next week. At the brewery place, the name of it escapes me. That's gonna be on July 25th. So yeah, we're good.
Some good things going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff, man.
We appreciate you joining us. Quarter Pete, who do we have coming up next?
We have DPB. Woo!
We're looking forward to that as well. I want to thank one more time Billy Ray Rock for joining us tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, man. Yeah. How do you turn?